when it comes to the locus of evil in government, it's the Justice Department is a locus of evil. Speaking of corruption, the indictment of Mayor Eric Adams in New York, the first mayor of New York ever federally indicted. The Biden-Harris regime indicted him on 5 counts related to not reporting gifts he should have reported from foreign nationals and campaign donations and such in exchange, allegedly, for official action. Now, this was my initial reaction. Let's go to my initial reaction to the indictment. I can't summarize it any better.
Everyone, compare and contrast the Biden-Harris regime indictment of New York City Mayor Eric Adams for essentially being on the payroll of a foreign government with the refusal of the Biden-Harris regime to prosecute, let alone seriously investigate, the overwhelming evidence of Hunter and Joe Biden being on the payrolls essentially of multiple foreign governments. This stinks to high heaven, frankly.
It stinks to high heaven, doesn't it? Especially in light of the way that Joe and Hunter has been treated, or have been treated. Investigations subverted, obstructed, prosecutions narrowly focused to protect them from being held accountable for the overwhelming evidence that they were on the payrolls of Russia and China and Burisma and who knows who else. I mean, bribery straight up. And they go after the Democratic mayor of New York, who is an enemy of progressives, who has criticized the Biden administration. I mean, he's far from my type of politician in terms of his policy views. He hasn't been strong enough on immigration, as far as I'm concerned. He's complained about the invasion while subsidizing it at the same time. I mean, President Trump, he basically knew that the writing was on the wall for Adams as soon as he started opposing the Biden administration. Here's what he had to say.
I will say this. I watched about a year ago when he talked about how the illegal migrants are hurting our city and the federal government should pay us and we shouldn't have to take them. And I said, you know what? He'll be indicted within a year. And I was exactly right, because that's what we have. We have people that use the Justice Department and the FBI at levels that have never been seen before.
Yeah. And why would we believe that this Justice Department, which is so compromised by politics, would be any less political in targeting Adams? And, you know, I had a tweet about the indictment itself. Let's put that up. I've carefully reviewed the Biden-Harris administration indictment of Mayor Adams. It's weak tea. I read through it. I'm like, well, they're trying to indict him for accepting upgrades and not reporting the value of the upgrades on an airplane? I mean, that seemed mightily unusual. And usually that's an indication that something weird is afoot in terms of prosecutions. When they start making unusual stretches and unusual applications of the law in a way to get a politician, and the idea that accepting upgrades requires reporting, I don't know if that's true or not. And his lawyer kind of reacted the same way that I did initially. Adams' lawyer had a little presser earlier today or yesterday.
You know, and you can almost picture them trying to cobble this together and try to tell a story so that they could say corruption at these press conferences. And, you know, they do that to tarnish it in your eyes. That's why they're doing it. But when you actually look at this, you just take a second and step back and look at this. Look at the flights. That's what they want to talk about. The travel, the expenses. The flight they talk about, that free flight, is in 2017. 7 years ago, 5 years before he's the mayor. There's nothing improper, illegal, or wrong about that. but they don't want you to look at that too long. But you know what they didn't really explain to all of you? Those were upgrades. Those were upgrades on airlines with open seats. That's what airlines do. They do it every day. They do it for VIPs. They do it for Congress people. They're empty seats. It costs the airlines nothing. That's what airlines do. And so that's what they want to talk about because they want to tarnish him. They want to tarnish him in your eyes. He's not taking in the money. There's no email or text message.
Yeah, I mean, so you get the point. It's a pretty unusual indictment. And this is not to say that I think Adams is, quote, innocent of wrongdoing on any particular matter. It's to say I don't trust this Justice Department to fairly administer justice and make these prosecutions in a way that are free from improper politics and the taint of corruption and improper purposes. I mean, as I said, Adams is a target of the left. And so what better way to motivate the left in the month before the election than to prosecute one of their targets in the month before the election? Immigration is something that the Democrats and the left have been weak on because of the invasion. And what better way to send a signal to Democrats who may say, well, you know, I don't necessarily agree with everything the Biden administration's done here, than to prosecute the most famous person who's done it in the last few years. So this was a signal to the left, we got your back. This was a signal to Democrats, don't get out of line, otherwise we'll put you in jail. There's not an honest thing this Justice Department does when it comes to prosecuting politicians of the nature and level of Adams. Any more than they treat Trump fairly, do I think they're treating Adams fairly. And again, I think Trump didn't do anything even worth investigating. But in the least, you know, with Adams, it's selective prosecution. Biden is protected while one of his top critics in the party, at least on a key policy issue, and by implication, Harris's top critics, is targeted with an unprecedented prosecution. And a month before an election. And, you know, doing it the month before an election is necessarily election interference. There was no rush for this. A, it could have been filed long ago, or B, it could have been filed a month or two from now after the election. So doing it a month before the election, pure politics. Go ahead and read the indictment. You'll find that it's pretty weak as well. And it's written by people who have access to evidence and such can make a powerful case. And they don't make a powerful case. They really don't. So we'll be investigating that, per usual. Justice Department is always doing something that we have to investigate. And let me just say this. The Justice Department, just so you know, in terms of the way Washington operates, the Justice Department thinks it runs the entire government. All other cabinet agencies, the Justice Department thinks they're the final word on the law when it comes to them. Anything they can do legally that would be of controversy needs to be blessed or in the end or be able to be defended by the Justice Department. So as a result, it has this extraordinary power. So all the terrible things government is doing usually is through and with the Justice Department. And I've often observed when it comes to the locus of evil in government, it's the Justice Department is a locus of evil in terms of policy. And we see this with the Adams indictment. I mean, I don't know if you watched the press conference. I ask you should go back and watch it. I should have run this clip, but it occurred to me as I'm speaking now. They had, I think, the number two FBI agent in the New York office come up and make a political speech. I remember hearing, it's like, oh, well, that's nice, but what does that have to do with the FBI's job? Purely politics. Did he say vote for or against? No, but he was making policy and political comments to justify the effort to remove a mayor from New York City who was elected. I mean, you may not know this, but AOC, the Marxist congressman, Democratic Party leader in the House, she wants Adams to resign immediately. Well, now I know why, because it would be leftists who would replace him, likely. People much further to the left than Adams already is. I mean, that's the craziness of the Democrats. It's like, you know, Adams is no conservative. But their standards are become much more extreme in terms of what they will accept.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.